Thank you. Senate Environment, Energy, and Natural Resources Budget Division will come to order. If there's any members out there listening, now is the time to come. please, we're going to go through our budget recommendations for our supplemental budget. And I want to start by going through some of the discussions that we had, some of the principles that we were trying to abide by as we put this budget together. It's never very easy to cut, but we wanted to have integrity in how we did it, and so that we could have proposals that we could hopefully support. Just a reminder, our target for the division was $19.15 million, which was more than the governor's by several million dollars. Overall, that's about 6% general fund reductions to our budget.
Madam Chair.
Kubley.
Yeah, Madam Chair, you forgot to mention that the governor's budget did not cut what we need to cut.
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Thank you for pointing that out. So the next principle that I tried to keep in mind was that we shouldn't raid funds to balance the budget that are paid for by user fees or other dedicated sources, including boat fees, solid waste taxes, which go into the environmental fund, the remediation fund, permit fees, which should go to permitting and improving the permitting process, as we discussed last year. We shouldn't be using utility electric bills to pay to balance the budget or phone bills to balance the budget. And I think, Senator Kubley, is that what you were referring to? And so we...
Well, Madam Chair, his overall budget proposal was $400 million shy of where we needed to be initially.
You're talking about the whole big picture.
Yeah, the big picture, yeah.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that as well later in the Finance Committee, I guess. We'll have Mr. Mueller go through the spreadsheet, but I wanted to mention that we made the only exceptions to these funds, using these funds for the budget, were a small portion of funds that we considered administrative. In the Environmental Fund, we designated a small percent of those funds as for administrative or operational purposes, and we did give those a proportionate cut as well. We also tried very hard to be fair and consistent in this budget. And so what we did in general was in the first year of the biennium in 2010, cut 3%, and in the second year, 8%. We did that in almost all cases. We were directed by our finance chair to make as many of our cuts permanent as we possibly could, because we all know that the problem next year is even worse. So we're trying to be structurally sound over the long run and try to make our jobs easier next time around. We were very focused on not supplanting legacy dollars or other constitutional funds. We protected firefighting, our public safety component of our budget. And we protected a couple of very small programs. And you'll see just a few examples of some very small grants where cutting them would basically get rid of them. And it would be such a small amount of money, it wouldn't make much difference. But we did decide to protect, and this is a change, members, from since I talked to some of you, we managed to protect the Minnesota Conservation Corps. And we decided not to cut them at all because their budget numbers are so small. And frankly, I was really persuaded by the Science Museum that their 3% of state funding, that they needed that in order to leverage their other 97% of private funding that they're so and federal funding that they're so successful at bringing in. And so we left those alone. Those were both relatively small budget numbers, so that it was possible to do that. I would say the biggest problem that really remains in the budget, besides these are quite significant general fund reductions to our agencies, is that we weren't able to protect PILT from cuts. And I would prefer to do that because, well, for a lot of reasons, namely that that's about protecting tax bases of local communities, and it also has been an important part of our discussion about supporting land acquisition. But that's part of the bargain with land acquisition. So what we did was minimize the PILT cuts as much as we could and kept those at 6% in the second year. So at least they were less than the other items of the budget. So I think that's all I have for sort of general comments, and with that, we'll let Mr. Mueller go through the spreadsheet. We did release this to the public a couple of hours ago, so most people have at least had a chance to see it. And we're sorry we tried to get bigger copies. You're going to need maybe binoculars to read them or magnifying glasses. So we're working on some larger ones soon. Will be coming, larger copies. So are there any questions off the bat? All right. We'll let Mr. Mueller go through the spreadsheet line by line then.
Madam Chair and members, first, let's turn to page 4, and we'll take a quick look at the bottom line. And it's the last big, the last boxed set of numbers on page 4. We want to look at columns, the Senate columns, which is on the letters on top, V, W, and X. And then the column Y shows what the Senate proposal is different from the governor. Again, you'll see down on line 175 is the total net target of $19.15 million. And this proposal gets to that by doing $15.68 million of cuts and $3.467 million of revenues going into the general fund. And these are all by transfers from other funds. As compared to the governor's budget, you'll see on column I, the governor had $5.9 million of cuts and $8.7 million coming in from other transfers. So after some of the adjustments made in the governor's budget, the net reduction was $14.7 million. So the difference between the two Senate proposal and the governor's is about a little over $4.4 million more general fund savings in the Senate proposal.
Let me just jump in for a minute. We started out with the governor's budget around just under 16 million in cuts, but then the DNR backed off on a couple of the proposed transfers from the ATV fee account and the snowmobile account, and basically that left a hole, and so that made the difference a little bit greater between our target and the governor's target. Go ahead, please.
Madam Chair, back up to page 1. We'll start. I'll quickly describe how the spreadsheet works. We'll work again off the 2010 Senate columns, focusing on fiscal year 10 and 11. And the way the spreadsheet works is we'll start with Pollution Control Agency. We start with their base general fund budget, which is the 20.733, and then we have all the reductions below that. And then you'll net out to the bottom, and it'll show the total general fund reductions. Within PCA, there are a number of general fund reductions that were not in the governor's budget, but as Senator Anderson just mentioned, we also didn't cut the environmental fund as much. So the net effect of the Senate proposal is a little bit actually less total net cuts to the Department of PCA, mostly because we didn't cut the environmental fund grants. And that'll be listed at the bottom. When we get to the end, it'll show non-general fund items. But mostly, for the most sense, these are 3 and 8% cuts to general fund programs within the PCA. The first one's water operations. The second one is clean water partnership grants. The governor had proposed a cut there. It was a little bit in excess of 3 and 8% what the Senate is proposing. So that cut is actually $132,000 less than the governor. County feedlot grants, again, that's a 3 and 8% cut. And then the ongoing cut in the tails will all be 8%. The next item, community technical assistance, that's a 3 and 8% cut. Stormwater grant reductions, this was a governor's proposal. This is a 100% cut of that program. There was $100,000 allocated for this program, and the PCA testified that it wasn't really enough to get a new grant program started, so we're taking the governor's rec on that program. And then the last three are all the last three items there, the inventory grants and the SSTS inventory grants and the admin grants and the Riverwatch program are all 3 and 8% reductions. So the Division of Waters would be getting a $949,000 general fund reduction, and that is about a 6% reduction to their general fund base. In the lands division, there's very little general fund money that still goes to the land division of PCA. There's only one program there. It's the Environmental Health and Biomonitoring Program. And again, that's a 3% and 8% reduction. The OEA and cross media, we're actually taking the governor's level of general fund reductions to this program, the 156. And that is actually about a 9.7% reduction to that division. And then later on, we'll show that we're also reducing their money out of the environmental fund, but a little bit less than what the governor has proposed. And then under admin and support, the number there, the 146,000, is again a 3% and 8% reduction. Line 25, the governor has proposed enacting all the unallotments, and this proposal does not address that. The Senate is still waiting on the court action regarding the unallotments, and we'll probably deal with all the unallotments across all agencies somehow within the finance department or finance division later on.
Madam Chair.
More legal size. Does anybody, I'm sorry, Senator Cooley, before I call on you, does anybody want a legal-sized copy of the budget instead? We've got some bigger ones. Okay, why don't you just put them out there for the public? Thank you. I'm sorry, Senator Cooley.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. Mr. Mueller, do we have a date specific on when that will be coming?
It was March 15th. I was thinking I've heard March, but that's vague.
It's important.
You guys know? There's not, okay, yeah, I mean, it's, the court doesn't usually tell you, those are all guesses.
Madam Chair, both sides are still submitting arguments and everything yet, so
So we don't know.
Yeah.
Soon, we hope.
So line 29, we have the net PCA total. This takes in all the reductions. The governor had a 3.5%. Current biennium reduction, and the Senate is 6.3, or about $569,000 more than the governor.
In general fund.
In general fund. And we'll talk about non-general fund reductions after we get through all the general fund ones, because this budget's mostly focused on just the general fund. And that's another thing probably should mention here. From some of the other agencies that had non-general fund proposals, none of those are contained in this budget proposal. Like the DNR had a couple non-general fund items for new spending. This is just strictly addressing the general fund reduction issue.
And we expect to have a second bill later coming out of the division to address those other issues that are non-general fund.
Madam Chair, next on to Minnesota Zoo, line 32. The Senate has a 3% and 8% reduction of that equals $722,000. So the net percentage-wise is 5.5. Compared to the governor had a $221,000 reduction or a 1.7% reduction. And then it would be an 8% reduction per year in the tails. On to DNR. Split all these, the DNR by, I have a separate percentage for each division, so we'll go through each division of DNR. First, we have land and minerals. The basically overall management reduction is pretty close, only $8,000 more than what the governor had proposed, but still that is a 3% and 8% reduction. The iron ore co-op research is a governor's level reduction of 152. The minerals co-op research, that's a 3% and 8% reduction. The supplemental mine fee, there was some extra general fund dollars that was contained in the tax bill last year to replace a new fee. That was the tune of $680,000 per year in just 10 and 11. That goes to DNR. And it was one-time money. So this is a reduction just to that second year amount. That's an 8% reduction to the second year. And then on line 47, we have the PILT reduction. This is at 6%. The reason why there's a $12,000 difference between the Senate and the Gov, the governor's reduction applied to the November forecast, and the Senate reduction applies to the February forecast. So actually PILT payments were down a little bit in the February forecast, so we have a little bit less reduction. But then actually in the tails, PILT payments were forecasted to go up. compared to the November forecast. So our reduction in the tails is a little bit more than the governor. But it's still a 6%, and that's what the governor had applied as a reduction. So the net effect to the Department of Lands and Minerals is a 3.4% reduction, which is very close to what the governor had a 3.3% reduction in lands and minerals. And mostly because the PILT reduction only applies, starts in the second year. We didn't do a 3% reduction in the first year like we did with a lot of other programs. So the PILT reduction only applies the second year and then going on. Next page, we're on to the Division of Waters. The governor had proposed a small reduction of $170,000. And what this on the Senate proposal has a pretty much across the board 3 and 8% reduction to their operations and then also to the Mississippi Headwaters Grant Program. So it's a net of about a 5.3% reduction or about $1.2 million, which is about $1 million more than the governor. And then the tails is also about a 7.7% reduction. On to forestry. Again, this proposal does not reduce any of the firefighting programs under forestry. That's about, I think it was 26. I'll have to look again exactly how much money that is, but there's no change to it. It's a pretty big portion of the forestry division. Forest management, there's two lines for forestry management. Last year we gave or appropriated about $2 million per year of one-time money to give the DNR some supplementary general fund dollars for their forestry management, mostly because their own income going into the forest management investment account was down so far because they were not getting the revenues for selling timber. So there's a 3 and 8% reduction to both the ongoing management costs and then also the one-time management money. And then so that's lines 56 and 57. Lines 58 is a governor's recommendation to reduce the Forest Information System or the FOREST program. And then the line 59 is a governor's rec to reduce the second year of the Forest Resource Council. So the net reduction for the Division of Forestry in the Senate proposal is a 2.7% reduction or almost $1.99 million. Under parks and trails, that's pretty much a straight across the board 3 and 8% reduction to the overall operations and management appropriation to DNR to run their parks and trails division. But we did not take the governor's rec in reducing the wild and scenic rivers appropriation. So the net effect of that division is about a 5.5% reduction or $2.365 million. As opposed to the governor's reduction of $686,000. Under fish and wildlife, the way the budget looks right now, there's very little discretionary general fund dollars left in fish and wildlife. Most of the money in that division right now is all for open appropriations like treaty payments and some public hunting land, sort of PILT plus payments. So the only reduction here was the one that was proposed in the governor's budget, a $50,000 reduction to the bovine tuberculosis prevention program. And that's just a one-time reduction because that program does not have tails. On to ecological resources. Again, this is under the Senate proposal, is a pretty much straight 3 and 8% reduction into both the ecological resources management, their overall appropriation, and then also within the invasive species program. That's a $683,000 reduction to that division, opposed to the governor, it was 310. So it's 5.5%, as opposed to the governor's 2.5% reduction. Enforcement, this is the governor's level recommendation for cuts, the $360,000 to enforcement. That's a 6.8% reduction. Again, that was the governor's level. And then under operations, the governor had recommended $110,000 of reductions, and this proposal is at $208,000, or about 8.5% reduction in operations. Again, on line 82, we're not enacting the unallotments that the governor has in his budget. The net effect General fund changes to DNR is $8.6 million of reductions. That includes PILT, or a 3.8% reduction to the DNR's budget, as opposed to a 1.7% reduction in the governor's proposal. On to Metro Parks. The governor had recommended a $112,000 reduction. That's basically a 3%, but just starting in fiscal year 11. The Senate is doing the 3% starting already in 10 and then the 8% ongoing. And I should mention here that I've heard back from a few people with some agencies that they've maybe already allocated all of their fiscal year 10 dollars, 100% of it already. And I guess my response is either if they need additional language to tap in, move the money, or tap their fiscal year 11 appropriation to cover that. Otherwise, the alternative is making the whole cut in fiscal year 11, and that becomes the permanent cut. So, but if some agencies need maybe some comfort language or something allowing them to use their second year to cover all their current year obligations, we can certainly talk about that and deal with that maybe in the Finance Committee, because some other agencies may have that issue too. So the reduction to Met Council Parks is, again, 5.5%. That incorporates the 3% the first year and 8% the second year. And then the ongoing cut is close to 8%, and that's because we haven't included the unallotments in there. If those get enacted, their ongoing cut will be 8%. Next page, Conservation Corps, there's no reduction. The governor had a $21,000 general fund reduction and also a $22,000 natural resources fund reduction. The Senate proposal has neither one of those. Under Board of Water and Soil Resources, the base budget that's listed here on line 105, there's a number of carry forwards under Bowser that I'm showing at the sort of end of the spreadsheet, and we'll deal with those separately, but I just wanted to show their base current year budget here and the reductions to their current year programs. And we'll later on in the spreadsheet, we'll also have some cancellations to their some of their carry forward appropriations. But right now, we'll just deal with their current year funding programs. The administrative cut on line 108 is, again, a 3 and 8% reduction. The Wetlands Conservation Act and a drainage assistance, those are both reductions proposed in the governor's budget. They are roughly a 4% reduction and about a 6% reduction. Under grants and programs, the governor had pretty much focused the reductions in grants on a couple programs listed on lines 118 to 121. The Senate is proposing doing some further reductions in some of the other programs, like natural resources block grants, $362,000 reduction. That's about a 4.6% reduction. The Soil and Water Conservation District service grants, a reduction of $255,000. That's about a 3.6% reduction. A small reduction to cost share feedlots. That's about a 3% reduction. And a small reduction to the cost share work overall appropriation of $50,000. That's about a 2.5% reduction. And the cost share vegetation buffers grant program, another $50,000 reduction there. That's about a $28,000 or 2.8% reduction. And that's a little bit more than what the governor had proposed. The governor had proposed a $20,000 reduction there, and this proposal is $30,000 more than that. The next three line items were all in the governor's budget. These would be zeroing out the appropriations for these three line items. Their appropriations were $100,000 per year, so each of these three programs would be ending with these reductions. The Wetlands Conservation Act, the transfer to the DNR, the grants to metro area agencies, and then the Drainage Assistance Cost Share Records Grant Program. Again, those are all proposed in the governor's budget. So the net reduction to Bowser in their current biennium funding is 5%, or $1.54 million. as opposed to the governor's net reduction of $385,000, or a 1.2% reduction. And again, when we get to the end, I'll show the cancellations of some of the
one-time money,
one-time carry-forward dollars. Under Science Museum, both the Senate and the governor have no reductions to the Science Museum. Page 4, Public Utilities Commission, there's no change in their budget. Again, that agency is fully assessed, so taking savings on their appropriation only results in lower revenues coming in, too. So, under Commerce, there's a $50,000 reduction to the current E85 grant program. Right now, in the current fiscal year, they're getting $250,000 for E85 grants, and this takes $50,000 of that. We'll see down as we go through the carry forwards. There's also about we're still leaving $375,000 of the old E85 grants that are being. There's almost $1 million of old E85 grant money that's carry forward, but some of it they have started awarding some of the grants, but just haven't gotten the money out the door yet. So we didn't take. There's still some E85 money left in the program to cover all the current obligations and a little bit extra. The DNR had a $245,000 carry forward. There was no reductions to that. In talking with them, they pretty much have commitments still on using most of that money. Some of it is old appropriations for flood damage work. Bowser had $2.6 million of general fund carry forwards. And we are taking reductions in some of that. The first one in a cost share flood. This was actually proposed in the governor's budget, the $125,000 cancellation there. The governor had proposed it over a two-year period, but we're going to do it all in the first year. The Southeast Flood Deed Transfer, there's a pretty big carry forward there, and in talking to them, I think we can go up pretty much higher than what the governor did there in $553,000 reduction. It still leaves enough money to cover all the costs that's still coming in. It should still leave enough money to cover all the costs that are still coming in on working with that flood, the flood projects down in that area. The Clean Water Legacy cancellation, there was about $1 million of old general fund clean water legacy programs that were appropriated back in 2007 that are still being carried forward, and they have commitments to use some of that. So this reduces that roughly $1 million by $775,000. The governor had proposed a $384,000 reduction to that carry forward. And then a couple other carry forwards that have current funding, both the cost share work and the cost share vegetation buffers had some carry forwards. But there's also current funding for these programs, so we reduced those carry forwards by $250,000 and $100,000. So this reduces a lot of the Bowser's carry forward money of $2.6 million. Under Commerce, they had about $3.5 million of carry forward different grant programs from previous bienniums. Like I mentioned, the E85 made up almost $1 million of that, and we're taking $574,000 of that. And that still leaves enough money for all their current obligations and all their current applications. And with the current year funding, should be enough to cover all their obligations and leave a little bit extra. The program has slowed down since its inception. The hydrogen grants cancellation, this was the general fund appropriation for hydrogen grants. And this is the reducing the whole general fund appropriation. There's still some money within the RDF fund in Commerce to award some of these grants. So so that reduces all the carry forwards down to $454,557 for all the agencies. Next we get on to some transfer ins. And this is just at summary level, and we'll get into how we get to in detail the reductions that make up these transfer ins. under PCA, that under the Gov's proposal, he had proposed transferring about $4.5 million from other funds, mostly from the environmental fund. The Senate is proposing transferring $1.778 million. And that, again, is mostly from the both the transfer from the special revenue fund that the governor had proposed, which were mostly administrative reductions, and also the Senate is taking some of the governor's recommendations of doing administrative reductions using the environmental fund, but not grant reductions. So under the PCA, we are transferring $1.778 million into the general fund. And again, these are all one-time transfers. It helps with our current target, but it doesn't help with the ongoing budget. Under DNR, the money there, the $1.193 million, $900 of that is the money accumulated in the Game and Fish Fund for the KT surcharge that they had talked about. This was the governor's proposal, where the DNR was getting a little bit of money from a new fee that was added in the last year, I think, to overall all court costs. That's helping out the general fund, but a small portion of that was being put into the Game and Fish Fund but hadn't been appropriated yet. So they have accumulated $900,000 so far. So this takes that $900,000 and puts it into the general fund. The DNR had also proposed appropriating the ongoing money, and this proposal doesn't deal with that. We can deal with that in a secondary bill, but what the DNR was proposing, all future money coming in from that surcharge would be spent on conservation officer training, and that would be tracked in the Game and Fish Fund. So we'll deal with that when we deal with our supplementary bill. The other number that's in this DNR line is the cancellation of the stream loan program. That's about $195,000. And I just talked with DNR. Actually, the numbers in the tails, we should be tracking $48,000 per year instead of $195,000. That doesn't affect our current year target, but we'll have a little bit less revenue coming into the general fund. And what the Senate is proposing, and as we go through the language, is just repealing that statutory program and then directing all the repayments to go back into the general fund. Conservation Corps, the governor had proposed shifting some of their natural resources fund to the general fund. The Senate's not proposing that. Under Board of Water and Soil Resources, this is returned grant money that is deposited into the special revenue fund. The governor had proposed taking $310,000 of that, and what's in the Senate proposal is a little bit more than that, and this is their unobligated. Some of these grants, there's about $1 million that has been deposited into the special revenue fund from returned grants, but some of them they've already re-granted out. So this is... In chatting with them is what looks to be the balance of grants that they haven't re-granted out. Under Commerce, the governor had proposed $1.4 million of transfers. A lot of this was from reduced grants like in the RDF or other programs that was assessing ratepayers and the Telephone Access Minnesota Fund. The Senate proposal is not doing any of those. The 119, $100,000 of that is a cancellation of a $100,000 assessment for the wind energy conversion system report. They've already made the assessment, but have reported back to the legislature that it wasn't really enough to do a comprehensive. The $100,000 wasn't really enough to do a comprehensive study, so we're just canceling that money back to the general fund. And there's also $19,000 in the governor's recommendation from a pipeline account that hasn't been spent for a few years, and they're not collecting any more fees on that account, so we're just canceling out the balance of that account. So again, the net, so that's the revenues coming into the general fund. That, and again, we'll go over the summary level of the total general fund changes. The Senate has $15.68 million of reductions and $3.467 million of revenues coming in, getting us to our 19.15. And that's it for general fund changes. The next couple pages just show some of the changes we made to other funds, and most of these then would be transferred into the general fund, where we made reductions in other funds and took that savings and transferred it to general fund. Under PCA, the governor had proposed a number of reductions in the environmental funds, both operating and grants. The Senate proposal incorporates a couple of those operating reductions and a few of them at a little bit smaller amount, but none of the grant reductions. The governor had also proposed transferring some remediation fund into the general fund, and this proposal is not doing that. The Senate proposal does incorporate the governor's recommendation of taking some special revenue fund reductions and transferring that to the general fund. These are mostly administrative costs, like for staff training and travel and things like that, that they just track in the special revenue fund. So that's a $790,000 transfer into the general fund, but only one time. Under DNR, this shows all their governor's proposals. They proposed $1 million of using Natural Resources Trust Fund for the Emerald Ash Borer. Again, we're not doing that or addressing that issue in this bill. The next changes are originally what the governor had proposed in reducing spending on a number of different dedicated accounts and transferring that amount to the general fund. And then later on, some of these proposals were removed from the governor's recs, leaving only a transfer from the water rec account and a transfer from a forestry account, a dedicated forestry account. And the Senate proposal is not doing either one of those. The Game and Fish Fund, the governor had proposed ecological classification supplemental appropriation. And again, that's out of the Game and Fish Fund, and we're not dealing with that here. We can deal with that in a separate bill. And then appropriating the ongoing money from that court surcharge I was talking about before, that's not being carried in this proposal right now. Met Council had proposed using some clean water fund for inflow and infiltration and clean water planning, and that is not in this proposal. The governor proposed a reduction to the Conservation Corps Natural Resources Fund, and that is not in this proposal. The last page is, again, the return grants under Bowser, 377 as opposed to the 310 in the governor's budget. And, again, this will be transferred into the general fund. And then under Commerce shows all the I kind of condensed some of the categories down, but it shows all the reductions in grants that were in special revenue fund, and then these would all be transferred to the general fund. And then over on the Senate side shows the two that are being carried on the Senate side. Again, the pipeline program cancellation, and then the WEX, the wind energy conversion system change of $100,000 as a transfer that was not in the governor's budget. I moved it, yep. That is it for the spreadsheet, and I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions from the committee? All right. Well, do you want to go through the language quickly? Sure. Mr. Knopf, is that your job?
Partially.
Whoever wants to do it.
Yeah. Madam Chair and members, I'll go through the GK0015. It says Article 1, Environment and Natural Resources. Again, these are going to be forwarded to Senator Cohen, and it'll depend on whatever article they choose for us to be. But basically, we got the boilerplate language at the top, and the important thing is that unless otherwise specified as general fund, whenever you see numbers within here, we will put the numbers in later from the spreadsheet after it's adopted and forward when it's forwarded to Senator Cohen. The Pollution Control Agency, you can just see the general language there on page one. On page two, You'll see the waters riders, and they should line up fairly well with the items in Mr. Mueller's spreadsheet. Again, if we need something else, we can always add that later. But these riders should match up pretty well. It's been a little bit fluid, but we've been following along together pretty closely. Subdivision 3 is the air, and I won't go through the individual riders unless somebody has a specific question about one of the riders, but it's basically similar to what you saw on the spreadsheet. And then, again, the numbers will be filled in later. And then you see under air, there's no rider. That's just the environmental fund that's being transferred. The only thing we may want to do is put in here for all of these environmental funds, since they're one-time, making sure that the environmental fund reductions are one-time. We can put that language in. And then we have environmental assistance and cross media. Again, the riders match up with the general fund reductions that Mr. Mueller talked about. Under natural resources, you'll see the general language on 3.27 on the reductions, and then you got lands and minerals as the first subdivision we're looking at on 3.32. And then you'll see on the next page, you'll see the riders that should match up with the items in the spreadsheet. Subdivision 3, water resource management. 4 is forest management. And again, this has the reductions in the riders that are specified. Parks and trails management, fish and wildlife, ecological services. There's nothing really unusual here. It's just trying to pick up the riders where we're actually making the reductions, especially where there were riders in last year's bill to correspond with these. For the Board of Water and Soil Resources, you see the riders starting on 5.19. You'll see the various riders for the different programs and parts that are in here for their ongoing budget. Same with the cost share and the water quality grant, the feedlot water quality grants. Some of this language may not be needed. There's something about reductions carried forward for previous fiscal years. I'm not sure if we're doing that here or in the cancellation section. But we'll be working on this before it gets to Senator Cohen to make sure that those line up well. We've got the cost share grants for riparian vegetative buffers, the 11-county metropolitan area Wetland Conservation Act grants, and then the money that's transferred to the Department of Natural Resources. We also have the local drainage assistance grants, and then the cost share grants for drainage records modernization. And then also the Met Council, that's just a standard rider on the top of page 7. And you won't see any riders for the – and in fact, we probably will be eliminating section 7 now from this draft, because that won't be necessary.
N9. N9, yeah.
That won't be necessary. Section 10, these are the cancellations that Mr. Mueller described, the cost share for the Southeast Flood, and then the Southeast Flood Transfer Funds that came over from DEED, and then the Clean Water Legacy, and then also then you see in Section 11, these are the transfers from the Pollution Control Agency. You'll see the Special Revenue Fund on 7.29 to 7.31. And then on 8.7 will be the transfer from the environmental fund to the general fund. And then subdivision 2 of this is the transfers from the Department of Natural Resources, and that includes the transfers that Mr. Mueller described in the spreadsheet. Subdivision 3 are the transfers from the Board of Water and Soil Resources and the Special Revenue Fund. Again, right now we're carrying the transfers in the Special Revenue Fund in here, but in the spreadsheet you saw also the cost share grants carried as a transfer, and we may want to think about doing that in here rather than there, so it matches up better with the spreadsheet. It's just a better preference for how we're going to show this to the Finance Committee. And then Section 12 on page 9 and Section 13, we did not have language from the administration on the 6% cut to PILT. So what I did was just reduce the appropriation in each case to 94% of the amount that's determined. And so that would get you a 6% reduction in the PILT under both the PILT for wildlife management areas and the general PILT under 477.8.12. And then the repealer is the Stream Bank loan program or loan account. the program would still exist because there's still repayments coming in, but it repeals the account, which guarantees that the money that will be coming back will go into the general fund instead of into that account. And Dan, I'm doing that.
Okay, so energy,
are
you going to do the energy one? Okay, Mr. Mueller.
Madam Chair, the second article, Article 2, Energy Finance, it's pretty straightforward. It contains, again, the same general language on top that we're carrying in all these budget bills. On line 122 is Department of Commerce Energy Security. This is where the reduction for the current year E85 funding will take place. And then there's cancellations on Section 4 of the previous year's appropriations for E85 grants and also the Renewable Hydrogen Initiative grants. And then there's the two transfers that we talked about in the spreadsheet, one from the wind energy conversion system assessment, and then also the pipeline routing, the $19,000 that was being canceled out of the pipe out of a special account for the pipeline routing project. And that's the only language we will be carrying for the energy finance article.
All right. Senator Vickerman.
Just explain the E85 grants a little bit more, can we?
Sure.
What?
And
they didn't need them, didn't use them.
Yeah, and we're not taking all their money, but we're leaving them enough to do the job. Because they had a big surplus. They had almost $1 million left over. And so we took part of that, and we took a little cut from this year because it's just slowed down. It's just slowed down in the last couple of years. They haven't had as much interest in new pumps. So Mr. Mueller can tell you the exact, do the exact details.
Yes, Madam Chair and Senator Vickerman, and I can get this information up to your office, too, but we got a couple information that Commerce had shared with the Senate and the House about all the projects that they've covered so far, the ones that are already have contracts for, and then the ones that where people are actually submitting paperwork for. So we left enough money to cover all of those projects and plus a little bit more for grants beyond that, so... There should be more than enough money in there to complete everything have under contract, and plus maybe a few more projects beyond that.
All right. Well, if there's no other questions, members, this is not easy. It's not really the fun part of our job, but it's necessary. So I appreciate everybody's help and input. Senator Fredrickson, do you want to help us? Please, you're the expert at the motions.
I wouldn't say that.
Yes, you are.
Madam Chair, I would move that the documents identified as DM-001 and GK-0015, along with the changes that were orally noted by Senate Counsel, and the spreadsheet identified as the 4th of March, 10:10 a.m., be adopted as the division bill, and that staff be authorized to make conforming changes in the documents, and that the bill referred to the full Finance Committee recommended to pass.
All right. Thank you very much for the motion, Senator Fredrickson. And members, Senator Cohen intends to incorporate all the current division budgets that he's receiving today into one bill. So this will be put into a larger budget-cutting bill that we'll see in Finance, I guess, next week. So, any other discussion? Hearing none, let's vote. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion prevails. And I'll let the record reflect that passed unanimously. I appreciate that very much, members. I appreciate your work on this. And to the public, thank you all. And all of you who are here, thank you for your input and participation. And let us know if you have further comments or concerns as we move forward. We appreciate all of your work.
Thank you.
Senator Fredrickson.
Thank you to our staff for all the work they've done on this.
Thank you very much to our staff for their very good work. All right. That, members, we're going to start hearing bills next week at our regular committee time. So with that, the meeting's adjourned.
Jim, did you get some
early?
Money?
Yay.